I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This should be really interesting. An interview unlike we've done before. His name is Cam. He's a Memphian. He's 23 years old, from Memphis, yes. A little less than 4 years ago, I believe, the video posted November 2021, he was contestant number 79 and a winner out of 456 participants of Mr. Beast's Squid Game contest. I don't know if you guys remember back in 2021 how huge the first Squid Games was. There's since been a sequel in the movies to it. But Mr. Beast, a guy we've talked about on this show, philanthropist, ECU dropout. John schooled me on that years ago. And a guy who my kid watches on YouTube all the time. Historic YouTuber in terms of the number of views he's drawn in. This video has drawn in nearly 1 billion views. The guy that won it is from Memphis, and his name is Cam, crazy. And he is here now with us.
I appreciate it.
First of all, brother, thanks for joining us. It seems like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have kept a relatively low profile ever since winning the show.
Absolutely.
And on purpose and intentional, I would imagine, after winning, I mean, I guess we know and we can say, what, it was $1,000 for every contestant, so we're talking nearly 500K?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
You're real. You're a Memphian.
Absolutely.
And you're here. All right. First things first. It's been what? Almost 4 years?
Almost four.
And so when you won this, you were 19.
Absolutely.
You are now, I'm assuming 23 years old. Yes, 23 years old. First off, I mean, I'm taking you back. How did it feel to win this? It must have been surreal.
So to win, it was like very, very shocking. I'm not going to lie. It was like world changing. Like, you know, one, I was like very surprised. Like, whoa, I won. You know, then once you see like, you know, the amount or whatnot, it's just like, whoa, it's real. You know, then after you know it's real, it's just like, dang, my life actually has changed. You know,
dude, Mr. Beast was trying to say, okay, we've done the winner now, and you're back there breaking the glass pig or whatever it was and touching all of the cash that is coming out of there. So we were feeling the same thing. Take us back before that.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get on this show? How did you become one of the 456 contestants that made it on?
You ready for the story?
Are please.
You really ready?
Please.
Right. It's a crazy story, by the way. So just all stay right. with me. Right?
Okay.
All right. So I'm just, you know, one random day, I promise you, I kid you not, I'm playing a video game with my little brother and my best friend. We're just playing a video game. We're cooling, chilling on this game. It's called Apex Legends. You may or may not know it.
Yeah.
You know, something with my generation. So cool. You know, we're just playing a game, chilling. And I just opened my TikTok. You know, Squid Game was really big then, you know, really trendy, cool.
Yep.
Mr. Beast posted a video saying, hey, you know, if this video gets like, I don't know, 500 million likes or something like that, it's like he was going to recreate it. I guarantee you that video was like 2-3 days late. So serious. So the comment section was already like 2.5 million.
It was full
exactly.
by the time you
my
got
point,
to
exactly.
it.
So I'm like, I just laughed. I laughed at it. I was like, look, I like told my brothers, like, look, he posted this video. And my brother was just like, oh, that's so funny. I was just like, look, I'm a comment. So I just said, dang, am I late? That's it. Put my phone down, start playing the game again.
And you were good and late.
Yes, absolutely. Two, three days late. Right.
So you're not thinking anything.
Exactly. Yeah. I just threw my phone back on the bed. We're playing the game.
You're a Mr. Beast fan.
Exactly.
So you're just like basically engaging with his content.
Right. Just engaging, you know, just having fun with it. You know, it doesn't matter. Throw my phone away. It's like, cool. We're playing a game. We lose the game. You know, it is what it is. I look at my phone. I see a verification. Like, you know, the verification, the blue mark.
Oh, you know the
difference. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it says from Mr. Beast. So now I open it, and then he's like, you know, he responded to my question. I said, dang, am I late? He was like, no, you're not. And I was like, holy moly. I was like, is this real? So I tell my brother, I'm like, spaz. I'm like, yo, I think this is real. He's like, how do you know it's real? I'm like, I see the blue check mark. It's real. He was like, for real? I was like, yeah. I said, I'm going to respond. Let's see. So I was like, you say I'm not late. I was like, is this real? And he was like, yes. And I said, oh. And he was like, so, do you want to be on the competition?
Is this on DM?
Yes, this is DM. DM. Okay, he DM'd me on TikTok.
He DM'd you and said, you're not late.
Yes, correct. I cannot make this up. He was like, you're not late. And I was just like, oh my gosh, wow. And then he was just like, I have a surprise for you. If you follow me. He was like, do you follow me? I was like, no. I follow his YouTube, though. I told him, I was like, I follow your YouTube. I don't follow your TikTok. My bad. He was like, if you follow me, I got a surprise. I followed him. He instantly sent me an invitation. It's like, congratulations, you've been selected for the Squid Games. What's your social security? And I was just like, oh my gosh. I was like, is this real?
He asked for your social security.
So that's why I was like, whoa, I don't think this is real. So he was like, fill out the link, And I said the story like that because I was like so shocked. And I was like, oh my gosh.
But again, it was real. You know, he had the check mark. It was his account. You know, it was cool. So I fill out the application, all that good stuff. They then text me a day later, and it was just like, hey, we're going to inform you on your flight, They send me a flight ticket, all that good stuff. And I was just like, holy moly, this is real. So I'm telling my brother, he was just like, no way, no freaking way. And I was just like, I don't know what to do. Do I decline? Do I go? And
what are your
like,
parents saying at this point?
So I'm just keeping it to myself. I only tell me and my brother.
You and your brother, the only ones that know it.
And my best friend was there too, but you know, me and my brother was just conversing. So I'm telling him, just like, yo, I don't know what to do. So cool. He's just like, I don't know what to do. You know, hey, just take the chance. So, you know, I'm 19. I'm like, you know, it's whatever. So cool. I guarantee you the flight is like maybe a week from then. So, you know, 2-3 days go by. You know, I'm just telling myself in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this is real. This might be a life changer. I don't know. Then again, I'm very competitive. So I do really want to go, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't know these people. So cool. 3-4 days pass by. Same thing, still in my head. So then I tell my dad about it. I'm just like, look, I'm finna go out of town. Yeah, you might not see me again. I don't know. So, he's just like, where are you going? I kid you not. I'm like, I'm going to North Carolina, I think. He was like, for what? I'm like, to meet Mr. Beast. And he was like, who is that? I'm just like,
your dad had no idea.
Yeah, I was like, he's a YouTuber. He's like, oh, I think I heard of him.
Did you have a job?
I did.
So how did you handle that?
So I was working at Panera Bread at the time. It was so funny. I was working at Panera. And I just told him, I was like, hey, I said, I got invited to a trip to go to. And it was like, a trip. I said, yeah. That's it. That's all I can say. And it was just like, how long do you need off? I said, maybe like 5 days. You know, I don't know. I said, maybe 5 days. He was like, okay, cool. Manager accepted it. So Wow. Cool, we're going, right? So next thing you know, right, approaching the day of, right, like before my flight. So I'm just like, a person I have to tell is clearly mom, duh. So I'm just like, ah, crap. So I tell her, I'm like, hey, I'm packing up. She's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to North Carolina. She's like, why? I'm like, I got invited to a contest, you know, meet a YouTuber. Then she starts freaking out. She's like, how do you know this person?
You don't know this is real. Exactly. Right. Mom stuff.
You don't know, is it? Yeah, yep. On some real stuff, you know, and I felt her 100%.
Did dad help you at that point?
No. My dad was just like, all right. He was just like, nah.
He was like, look.
So I'm telling my mom, you know, she's freaking out. And just like, obviously, you know, I understand. Right? And I'm just like, look, you know, hey. You know, let me go. Let's see what it is. And, you know, let's see if it's real or not. You got my contact information. Hey, and look, if I don't show up in, like, the next days or whatnot, you know where I am. Right. There you go. Right. Cool.
Right. Yeah, and worst case scenario, you can sue Mr. Beast.
There you go. He has a lot of money. I'm telling her who he is. She's never heard of him. She doesn't watch YouTube. You know, my mom works for, you know, jobs, stuff like that. They don't care about YouTube.
She's employed.
You know? Exactly. Right. So cool. So, you know, she freaked out. It is what it is. You know, cool. I didn't get on my flight, go to North Carolina, all that good stuff. So the first day I'm there, you know, it's 150 of us in one hotel. So again, he flew out 150. Everyone else came from East Carolina University.
Interesting.
So it was indeed 456 of us. So we're all there, you know, 150 of us only in the hotel. You know, he rented out this entire hotel and he told us like, hey, you guys stay in the hotel. Don't go anywhere else. You know, and he made us sign contracts, all that good stuff. So, you know, we can't post nothing on social media. Can't talk to nobody. All that good stuff. Right. Except for, like, obviously, your emergency contacts, your family, you know, it is what it is. So, cool. I'm at the hotel meeting new people. I meet these people behind the scenes, and, you know, they're just telling me, like, yo, the contest is real. You know, if you really want it, if you really want to win, you know, just do it. Just go for it, you know. If you lose, you lose. But if you really want to win, go for it. You know, a lot of people just, like, conversing. Yeah. They're just saying, like, yo, if I win, I'm going to Vegas. Yo, if I'm winning, you know, I'm going to go buy this, that, and that. You're just being goofy and stuff like that. So, cool. The next day, the very first day of the challenge, right? So, funny story. I wake up, right? I set my alarm because they're like, wake up by 7 a.m. Cool. I'm just like, cool. I wake up, you know. I'm looking around in the hotel. I don't see anybody. So, I'm just like, maybe I'm the first one. I'm like, yes, I'm early. I'm the first one. I'm like, let's go. Let's do it. And so then the guy behind the scenes guy, he comes to me. He's just like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in the lobby. I'm waiting. I'm chilling. He's like, no, you're late. I was like, what? Whoa. I was like, no freaking way. He was like, yeah. And he was like, yo, the bus is about to leave. You're like the last person. I was like, no freaking way. So when I was supposed to be left, I was like, wow. Apparently I overslept my alarm. Did not know that. So I ran to the bus. Everyone else is just on the bus. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
You thought he was like,
be ready by 7 o'clock. So cool. I set my alarm like for 6:30. You know, I don't leave my room till like 6:50. Apparently everyone else is like gone already. I'm like, what time did they get there? It's like, oh, everybody else got here like maybe at 6 o'clock. Holy, I was like, no way,
so you could have blown it right there.
Exactly.
And real quick, back me up to Panera. What if they had said, no, you can't have the time off. You're fired if you do. Real quick. just I need you, you would have taken, by that time you were that convinced this is real. I'm gonna go ahead and go.
But you did not know how much money was on the line then?
Oh yeah, for sure. He didn't tell us all that until we actually got.
So you were just going like, I want to be a part of this. I have to be a part of this.
Absolutely. I'm 19. I want to have fun.
Because plenty of jobs are going to tell you their 19-year-old employee, no, you can't have those 5 days.
Right. Exactly.
Like, that's going to happen in a lot of instances. My point is, we need you.
Right.
You would have gone.
Absolutely. I still would have went.
All right. Now you're out there. You made the bus.
So cool. Right. I made the bus. Awesome. We go to the – he rents out this whole entire facility. This entire facility, he creates like the exactly replica of a Squid Game.
It's unbelievable,
like,
what he does.
Literally everything. Like the red light, green light set, the cookie set, every single thing he made. And like, he rented out this entire facility. I cannot make it up. It's so big, so huge, cool. So, you know, they're telling us, like, hey, guys, you know, it's time to get your measurements, get your costumes, all that good stuff, right? So we're taking pictures, all that good stuff. And so when they're on me, they're like, hey, this is your number, 079, you know, 079. Time to take your picture, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, cool. They're like, all right, we're going to take a picture. What do you want to do? It's like, give us a big smile or something. I don't know. So I say, cool. Jeez, I give them the biggest smile ever. The lady just starts laughing. She's like, you're the first person to smile all day. I was like, really? She was like, yeah, everyone else has like this smile or this mean mug on their face. She's like, but you're the first person to actually smile. And so I watched the Squid Games before I went to the show. So I just thought of like the main character, 456.
That's right.
He was the only character that actually smiled out of that entire show. So I was just like, hey, that's a good omen for me. So I'm chilling.
Very clever.
We're walking out, you know, and they're like, hey, you know, it's time for red light, green light. Everybody got to line up, do this, do that. So they're rocking through us how it's going to go. That's when he comes out and he's like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is real. You know, what you guys are competing for is $456,000.
First time you've seen him, essentially.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, dude is freaking huge. It's like 6'7". Dude is huge.
Did we know that?
I don't think we knew that about him.
He is huge. Okay. He's like a walking tower. So, you know, he introduced himself. He's a great guy, by the way. You know, great personality. He's very humble, very chill. And, you know, when it was time to shoot and record, like, he was, like, serious. And at the end of the day, you know, it's a job. So we're recording, doing red light, green light, all that good stuff. But then the set messes up on the first day. Everything just goes wrong. The microphones weren't working. Some of the cameras weren't working. I don't know. A lot of stuff happened. So he was like, hey, everybody go home. I'm sending everybody away with $2,000. All that good stuff. So everybody went home happy. He was just like, look, we'll try again tomorrow. All that good stuff. But they also gave us phones as well on that day. So keep this out, right? So they give us all iPhones. They're like, everybody, we want y'all to like basically record your own experiences like a GoPro, like that. So that's what we were supposed to originally do. But some people took advantage of it, start signing into their social media accounts, all that good stuff, start posting it. So, you know, once he found out, oh, dude, it was crazy. Like, everyone, instantly, the phones got taken away. Like, so this is all still the first day, right? So, you know, he sends us home, all that good stuff. So the second day, we come back, we do red light, green light one more time. But again, with the phone situation, he literally takes everybody's phones away. And he was like, look, y'all can't do that. Y'all sign contracts, You know, again, all these people are coming from ECU. You know, these are all like party people, frat boys. All that, those people don't care. So, of course, they're going to record on their phones. So before we even start red light, green light on the second day, I kid you not, and I'm not going to make this up, I had a dream the night before the second day. And the night before, it was like a nightmare, a nightmare-ish, like where like I was sweating in my sleep. I could not sleep that night, and when I was asleep, it was more so, I still remember like it was yesterday. The dream said I was going to get in trouble, and I'm gone. Like, I kid you not. The next day, before red light, green light popped up, you know, they said, hey, 079, come here. Uh-oh. And I was like, oh, snap. So there was like, hey, you know, we're with the security team, that is decided that. It was like, hey, your number was called, and apparently you were posting stuff on social media. And I was like, no, I wasn't. And then there was like, well, some people said it was 079, that decided that, you know, it's going to be your word versus their word. At the end of the day, you're going home. And I was just like, dang.
What?
Like, wow, I kid you not. I'm not making this up. And so I was like, obviously, you know, heart sunk to my stomach.
You knew, like, you'd had the dream, but you knew in your heart you hadn't posted anything.
Exactly. So I was just like, wow, that's crazy. I'm really going home. I was like, no, it ends like this. It's crazy. But it was so cool. And that's what I'm saying. Dude, everything just worked in my favor. So I met the head of the security guard before that day even happened. And I still remember meeting him, and he was just such a cool guy. We chopped it up, everything, like, he liked my personality. I was like, bro, he's such a great guy, all the good stuff. So he then comes in the conversation, and he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, yo, they're finna send me home. They're saying, like, I posted stuff on social media when I know I didn't. And he was like, nah, that's not you. I know that's not you. And I was like, my point exactly. They flew me out here. Why would I, like, want to waste my time like that?
Right.
Exactly. And he was like, nah, let me do some investigation, you know? And it's like, cool. I wait on the side for, like, 5 minutes. He was like, yo, come here real quick. He was like, you are innocent until proven guilty. go back into the gangs. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, they wouldn't do you like that. He was like, I'm not gonna let them treat you like that, nor let them treat anyone else like that. He was like, I see what's in you. He was like, go continue to compete. And I was like, oh, thank you. I was just so grateful in that moment because I know I didn't do anything. But I was just like, hey, who am I to tell these people that I did something, you know, whatever right. they thought about me. So then long story short, they caught the person who actually was posting on social media. It was a girl the entire time. It wasn't even me. So I was just like, what, you know? I was
what about the fools that tried to pin it on you,
exactly.
Though?
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, hey, look, I'm very
just
spiritual.
Just let all that go?
Very spiritual, wow. very faithful. Hey, look, if it was meant to be, it was meant to be. So, you know, give it all to God. So,
amen.
While all that is happening, right, you know, red light, green light is now officially now happening. We don't have phones anymore, and that's what you see in the video. So mm-hmm. now all of a sudden, mm-hmm. everyone's running, you know, pop if you get, you know, running yep. on red light, yep. all that good stuff. So in the video, you don't really see me, but I'm like on the far, far left.
Yeah, couldn't right. find yeah, exactly. It was tougher okay. to see you there.
Yeah, a lot of people in the comments were like, oh, he's that secondary character that became like the main character in the end, stuff like that. You know, it is what it is. Yeah, you really can't see me in the first beginning. You just can't. So anyway, past red light, green light, all that good stuff. So since we could not do red light, green light that first day, uh-huh. we had to do so many challenges within that one day to wrap it up, to speed things up. So not only did we do red light, green light, he was like, all right, let's go to the next challenge. That's when we did the cookie challenge.
That's honeycomb.
Like, you know, you guys got to get in these lines, all that good stuff, find mm-hmm. the right shape. You know, it is what it is. So in my heart, I'm telling you, I was like, yo, I have to get the triangle.
You
triangle
knew from watching it, you didn't want Umbrella. Right. You had seen
Nobody
the movie.
Nobody wanted Umbrella.
Everybody
you Umbrella,
knew.
You're cooked.
You're cooked
exactly.
if you get Umbrella.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't want the star either. So it's just either the circle or the triangle, but preferred the triangle. So that's when we, you know, met these guys, met these cool individuals behind the set. They were great. I was like, look, let's all stay together. Let's all try to aim and win this thing together, you know? So I stayed with my group. You know, we all tried to win it. And we was just like, yo, we really want triangle. And this guy, I just will never forget it. This guy, oh my gosh, he had the triangle skirt, you know, the triangle mask on. And yep. we looked at him. We was like, hey, we know you're not going to tell us, like, obviously that. But we was like, hey, which one is the triangle? And he just looked at us, clear, like, quiet, like a British guard, just quiet. And I was just like, look. I said, I'm going to point it out. And I said, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to look at you, and you're going to tell me which one is a triangle without talking. I said, I'm going to point to the first one. It's that triangle. He didn't do anything. I said, the second one is that triangle. He didn't do anything. I said, the third one is that triangle. His arm moved a little bit.
Stop
I said,
it.
Bro, I said, that's triangle. That's triangle. That's triangle. And they just started laughing. I was like, I'm dead serious. I said, y'all think it's comical. I'm so serious.
He had the mask on?
Yes,
you couldn't see his eyes or anything?
He just, but, all his arm is just...
So
like
y'all
that.
Are messing around, but seeing a reaction,
yes.
you're really not going to see his face
exactly.
anyway because it's covered,
exactly.
but he moved the arm.
Exactly. I cannot make this up. So I stand in the third line. What is the third line? It's the triangle. Exactly. And I was just like, dude, we were so happy. We were geeking. Everybody was
that starts crazy. To look like some steps are ordered at that point exactly. when you're getting that.
So then, again, so after the triangle, you know, you can see me in the video licking the cookie. I was the first one to lick the cookie. I was just like, look.
Had that
I was
thing
like, look,
wet.
Bro. I was like, bro, look, the guy did it in the show. I was like, look, it's going to work today. So I just started licking it. So, and you know, one of his crew members' name is Chandler. He walks over there. He's like, dude, you're really licking. I was like, what else am I supposed to do? He was like, yo, record him. He's licking
that's
it.
What they did so, in know, the movie, dude. I'm
exactly.
trying to win.
That's why I was like, look, I'm trying to win, dude. I'm trying to do what I got to do. So, you know, we're licking it. We're all doing what we got to do. You know, cool. We make the triangle. Everyone from my team makes it. So
you didn't get the lighter or anything. You didn't need
no,
it.
No,
I didn't need
it
for all triangle.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. We didn't do all that. Yeah. So after we win that, then they say, hey, you guys got to partner up one more time, get in a big old group. You know, we're going to do tug of war, all that good stuff. I was team 5. So my group that I originally stayed with the triangle, hey, we just all transferred
pretty
over
much
to
the
tug
same
of war.
Group.
The same entire group. We didn't add anybody. Well, no, we added like maybe one or two people because we needed 10 people. So we did tug of war. Tug of war lasted, like, again, behind the scenes, we're still recording. We're still doing, like, 3 challenges in one day. We just did red light, green light. We just did the cookie, so now we're doing tug of
These
war.
These were all in one day.
Exactly. Really? So now the time is, like, 11 p.m. at night. We did not finish shooting until 2 in the morning. It was so late. He brought us, like, coffee, energy drinks, and just food. And it was just like, you guys, stay hydrated. Stay up. You know, we still need content.
Your tug of war was first, but things were edited. So
exactly.
did y'all go first or no?
No, we didn't really go first. We went like second, if not third, if I really can't remember.
You were really at the front, though.
Yeah,
right.
Most
that
definitely,
was you
most
079
definitely,
at the front
sure,
of it.
So once we got together, once we got the group, they were just like, hey, you know, whoever's the most confident, go up there. I say, hey, I'm going to lead us to victory. Like, seriously, I gave them a prep talk.
Watch
I gave
now.
Them what they
yeah.
did. I was like, look, we're going to win this or we're going home. And me personally, I was like, I'm not ready to go home. Let's do this. You know? I'm hyping the team up. Team 5 on me, team 5 on 3. Let's get it. You know, everyone's just like recording as they see us walking down in slow motion. They're like, yo, we're going to put this in the video. They didn't put it in the video, unfortunately. But they were just like, you guys are the best team. Y'all got the aura. Go do it, man. Go do it. So, you know, when we're out there, Mr. Beast is just like cheering for us. He's like, no, I'm cheering for Team 5. I'm cheering for these guys. Look at this guy. You know, just looking at me. I'm just like, yeah, let's do it. So once we do it, you know, we're pulling hard. And then the next thing you know, we're pulling off. And we're just like going crazy behind the scenes. We're going crazy.
Yeah, you screamed on that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I was like, give us content. You know, make us happy. You know, stuff like that. So, yeah, I give him a scream. So then after that, you know, it was just so funny because his reaction to us winning, like we got his reaction. He was just like, wow. Those guys might actually win the whole thing. He was like, you guys were like so
like he was pulling for you at that point.
Exactly. So I was just like, oh, wow, that's cool. So then after that all happened, you know, still it's like 2 a.m, like everybody's ready to go home. So all those got eliminated, instantly go home. You know, if you're from ECU, you go just drive home.
Right.
But if you got flown out, you know, obviously you're getting flown back as well. So, you know, plus he'll give you $2,000. It's just like, thanks for coming out here, $2,000, go home. Cool. So everyone else is like, you know, we're going back to our hotels, all that good stuff. So this is all happening. So now it's like 3 a.m. He's like, you guys got to wake back up. 7 a.m, you know, we got to go shooting again. So it's just like, dang, we're really tired at this point. Like, it's really real, you know? So it's like, whoa. So then after that all happens, you know, the next day we do the marble challenge. And then that's when they partnered us up with the people who we had the strongest connection with. And, you know, we didn't know that they were watching us, but at the end of the day, they were. So the people in my group, you know, I had a really strong bond with them. You know, we all had a great connection, great strong bond. You know, we're all cool. We contacted each other outside of the game. So, you know, these guys were watching us to the point where they were like, hey, if you have the strongest connection with this individual, you guys are going to be basically against one another. You got to eliminate one another.
You have to eliminate your friend.
So the person who I was up against, you know, apparently we had the strongest connection. You know, she was cool. She and I shared a birthday. You know, it was pretty great experience. Mm. So then, you know, they paired us up against each other. And then next thing, you know, after that, dude, it was heartbreaking because I was just like, wow, this person, I actually do have a friend bond with this person.
She was contestant, you know? 18.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, and we had a strong bond. And at the end of the day, you know, it was a game. You know, one of us had to go home, unfortunately. But, you know, it was hard. I'm not going to lie. It was hard. And so our game was we had a brick and we had all of our marbles. We put the brick far away and was just like, hey, you know, whichever marble hits that brick, you know, we just get a point. So every time you hit the brick, a point.
Like the movie, you could make up your own marble game in terms of how the elimination went.
Correct. So we put the brick far away, just throwing the marbles. You know, if you hit the brick, you get a point. Cool. She was beating me. The score was like 9-6, if not 9-7. I guarantee you. And when Mr. Beast walked over there, you know, he was just like, so what's the score? How y'all doing it? And I explained him the game. And I was just like, look, I'm losing. I was like, it's probably time for me to go home. And then she just started feeling bad. She was like, no, you know, don't say that. Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, look, you got to stay focused. You got to win. Like, hey, you know, we're all out here to win. But at the end of the day, you know, it is a competition. So, you know, she then starts missing.
You put her into a slump.
I don't want to think about it like that.
With your personality, everybody loves you.
So, yeah.
And she hit a slump.
I guarantee you that's probably what happened. So, you know, she started missing, and then I just started hitting the brick like bam, bam, bam after that. And then next thing you know, the score was like 14-12. And then I was just like,
Did you get emotional?
I mean, yeah, I got a little bit emotional, you know, because I gave her a hug or whatnot. You know, I was like, it's nothing personal. You know,
you guys were friends, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it really was. And then everyone from my group, like, again, it was like 10 of us. But with all of us partnered against one another, we left with 5. And it's just like, wow. So half of us was gone. You know, we're all talking about it. It's just like, wow, why did they really do that? Like, we could have went against anyone else. And, you know, we could have went to the finals together. But, you know, they partnered us against
It makes it more real when you're having to go against people that you pulled together with.
Exactly. So then they took us to this other place. We played this game called Dachi, where, like, we had to throw basically this square on top of another square to make the other square flip over something. That's
when
the best
you see
way
it, you know, and you got to flip it.
Yeah, it has to flip, right? I've never played that game a day in my life. Never. I instantly knew I was out during that time. I was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't know what I'm doing. It was just like, so basically the objective of the game is you have to throw one square on top of the other square as hard as you can to make that bottom square
flip.
Make
the bottom one flip.
And I was like, okay, cool. Don't know what I'm doing, but sure, let's go for it. I guarantee you, we stayed in that room for I'm pretty sure he has a timer on the video, but I guarantee you we stayed in that room for like over 20 minutes. It was crazy. No one knew how to do it. We all were struggling. So, you know, it's just by a miracle of God that I did it. And I was just like, God, give me strength, please. So, you know, I'm just throwing it as hard as I can. Next thing you know, it flips. I'm happy. I'm just like, thank God, let me go. Like, you know, so
that cut it down to 16. You guys had been at 456, and Dachi cut it down to 16.
That's what I was going to say. It was then like the top 16 left. And then after that, they told us to turn around. Then I was like, hey, you know, turn back around. You guys are going to have to pick Korean numbers. And then after we picked our Korean numbers, that was going to set up the number in order, which we went to for the next challenge, which was the glass bridge.
Which is, in terms of drama, might be the most drama filled.
Exactly.
Real quick, let me reset us. We're talking to Cam. He is a Memphian. He's 23 years old. And back in 2021, he won Mr. Beast, maybe most watched still. Challenge was the Squid Games remake back in 2021, nearly a billion views, and our man Cam ended up winning. He's on to the glass bridge, which, as we said, was down to 16. I think you had number 12.
I had number 12. Exactly.
And you got to go in order, right?
Exactly. We had to go in order.
So you got to watch some folks go and fall first.
Absolutely, I did. You know, I took advantage of it, but at the end of the day, like, if you look at the end of the video, a lot of people were standing still, and they were standing in their spots. They were like, hey, we're not moving.
We're not moving. That's
so
how it worked.
At the end of
the
day, we had to, like, make up some type of plan to just get to that front. You know, behind the scenes, people were angry. They were straight up mad. Like, it was actually, like, emotional.
It looked tense.
Yeah, like, I remember this guy, number 5, he was not moving. He was like, no. He was like, we're all going to lose. I don't care. We all can go home. People were actually, like, screaming at him, cursing at him.
Dude, this is where it got the most tense, like, in the movie, too. And it happened in the remake.
It got so tense, bro. And people in the back started, like, shoving to the front to just say, hey, I'm going to throw him off. Like, it was that, like, physical, like, crazy. So it was just like, wow, that's insane. And, you know, like, long story short, by the end of the day, 4, 5, 6 was the last person to make that last jump. And we all just jumped behind him. I instantly jumped. And then, cool.
It cut it down to 6.
Cut it down to 6.
Y'all were on top of each other by
then. Did 5 make it?
No, he didn't. He was one of the guys that got booted off at the end behind us, and I'm not gonna lie, we were all so happy.
Man, he got kicked off.
Yeah, he got kicked off. We were so happy.
What did he get kicked off for?
Because he didn't make it. It was like 0 seconds. He was still on the bridge.
Oh, gotcha. So, okay.
I think there were 4 that were still on the bridge when it got to 0 seconds,
yeah.
And they got cut off.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean,
you didn't
make it by it. Well,
I made it at 1 second.
I was gonna
and
say
I just
it was close.
I jumped and I hurt my leg, and Mr. B's like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, man." I was like, "Hey, I'm still in it though."
I'm gonna tell on this part with like a minute or two. It looked like y'all were gonna talk here. Into all of y'all missing it first.
Yeah.
It kind of was the movie. All these guys are stacked up so far away from you. You don't know if they're all gonna make
it's
it.
It's just amazing to watch. Like, you just know how, to build this.
How high in the air was that?
It was like at least, I want to say at least 8 feet. It wasn't that tall. So it was like,
it looks like you're up there pretty good.
It looked like y'all were up there like the movie. Or you could fall to your death. But it wasn't that high. And it had the styrofoam thing you could fall into underneath it.
I'm glad I didn't fall. So, you know, and then after that, we move on to the top 6, and that's when you ask us questions like, hey, what would you do with the money and all that good stuff. And, you know, I made a promise. I was like, hey, I'm gonna help my family.
Yeah, I saw y'all having in front of me. You had a steak dinner.
Exactly. We got to eat that dinner for 2 minutes. That was it. He was like, all right, wrap it up, let's go. That's it. So I'm gonna ask you a question, say what you gotta say, wrap it up, let's go. I was like, cool. Did we eat? He was like, no, go. I was like, okay. So, you know, after that, all that good stuff happened. You know, telling them I was gonna, you know, help my family, support my friends, family, close loved.
Yeah, I love
you know,
that.
You know, give back to those in need around me, you know, all that good stuff, you know. Blessed by God, most definitely go to the church first. So after all that good stuff happened, you know, top 6. We're doing musical chairs because no one knows how to play the original Squid Game.
Right.
So obviously we're in musical chairs, and this is where it gets really like intense. So the guy that won second place, he was in my group since group 5. No, the original group,
okay.
The cookie group, the tug of war group, all that good. He has been with me since day 1. So that guy was amazing. And I straight up told him, I was like, look, bro, it's you and me versus everyone else out here. I was like, look, stay with me. We're going to go to the top 2. Just like that. And I was like, I got the compassion.
330.
Correct.
That was his number,
yes,
I think. The one that you finished the finalist with.
Yes, I believe it was. I believe he was 30. I believe. I don't know.
I thought it was 330. I could be wrong.
It probably could have been
contested number.
It was so long ago. It probably was 330. But I told him, I was like, hey, stay with me. Let's do it. And then he was like, yeah, let's do it. You know. And there was one other guy in our group as well, but he got eliminated. He was like the first one to get eliminated. So then after that, you know, we're doing musical chairs, all the good stuff. And my strategy is it's very simple. You know, it's just stay as closest to the next person in front of you. Stay behind them to the point where if they say stop, you either take the seat behind you or take the seat in front of you. That's all you have to do. And so I did that strategy, and it got me to the top 2. And then, hey, we got in the top 2, and I told him, I said, hey, you know, I got you up here. We're here together. He was so excited. He was like, yeah. He was like,
did you guys ever just talk about splitting the money?
No, we didn't. You know, everything was recorded. So, you know, we couldn't just like go off.
Right.
No.
Would you have thought about doing that?
You know,
with this, it seems like you and this guy were friendly.
We were very friendly. And, you know, we didn't even that during that time. I can't lie to you. Just in that moment, none of that. That thought just didn't occur to me. You know,
right.
I can't lie to you and say, yeah, I thought about it. Like, no, it just didn't.
Yeah.
In that moment, it was just like he was intensifying the challenge. He was like, look, one of y'all are winning, one of y'all
right,
is going
right,
home.
Right.
So it was just like, okay, somebody has to win, somebody has to go.
Right.
You know, it was just us two, and I was just like, hey, look, we're up here. every man for himself. Let's do this.
I mean, second place, 10 grand for 7 days. That's not bad work. So, you know what I mean?
I don't think you knew you were going to get 10 grand until after
you lose. He didn't know that. That's why he was making it. So it's to the point, it was just like, hey, every man for himself. That's how he was making it. That's how we took it. We took it as every man for himself. We did it. I won. Then after I won, you know, he was like, yo, let's do it. We won. Give us content. That's when I screamed, flipped out the chair, all that good stuff, And then that's when he announced second place, won that 10 grand.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I spoke with him behind the scenes. I was like, hey, are you okay? Every night I checked on him. Make sure, you know, no hard feelings.
All no hard feelings.
He was like, bro, I'm good. He was like, dude, he gave me 10 grand. I'm chilling.
right.
I was like, oh, for real?
What
like,
did it take me back real fast. What? Because none of you guys, I don't think, you tell me, knew what the final was going to be. Maybe
we didn't know.
Because in the movie, they played the Squid Game. That's a Korean game. That we got a bunch of Americans out here that don't know how to play.
So, I'm not going to lie. We all were so scared. We were like, I think we're going to play the actual Squid Game. I was like, dude, I don't know.
We don't know how to play.
So we all were just like talking about, like, what do we do? Where do we go? And all that good stuff. So everyone's freaking out. We're just driving in the car, going back. And, you know, the producers behind the set are just like, LOL, you guys don't even know what game y'all are playing. But the producer's like, but we know what y'all are playing. It was like, I'm going to give y'all a hint. It's a child's game. And we said, what? A child's game? So I was just like, what could possibly be a child's game? I was like, is it rock, paper, scissors? That's what I thought. I was like, it can't be that simple. It's just like, no.
I just good guess.
When we got in there, he was like, hey, it's musical chairs.
And when was the last time you had played musical chairs, dude?
Dude, probably like high school. I'm not going to lie. It's probably like a high school. I don't know. I can't tell you. High school, middle school. I don't know.
And never put this kind of stakes. Exactly, my Lord.
And so then, you know, after winning, you know, these guys are congratulating me. I meet him, shake hands with him, all that good stuff. And then, like, his financial advisor comes with me. She's just like, congratulations. I do want to let you know. You're like, it's real. All that good stuff, like your contract, you signed that stuff. So, and she was like, now I got to tell you, Uncle Sam needs his.
You got to pay taxes. That's coming
exactly.
Fast, right?
Oh, they take tax on the front end.
There you go. Oh, yeah, for sure. So she's like, you know, Uncle Sam needs his part. You know, you got to do this. Make sure you don't do this. You know, just give me all that financial advice, all that good stuff. So, you know, after all of that has happened, so now I'm there. I'm the only one left at the hotel. Everyone else gets sent home, all that good stuff. So now the producers are with me behind the scenes and they're just like, hey, you know, do you want to stay an extra day? We'll show you everything behind the scenes, the set. Hell, you even talked to Jimmy. And I was just like, cool, let's do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go behind the scenes. I see everything, how everything was built, the recording studio. I see all that good stuff. So next thing you know, I talk to him. I have a one-on-one with him. And he's just like, yo, congratulations, all that good stuff. Just tell me from what he saw, he was just amazed. It was like, yo, you had that spirit and you had that lighting. He was just like, you did it. And I was just like, thank you. You know, I had that one-on-one with him. Spoke with his mom. And he was like, I got a question for you. He's like, would you do Double or Nothing for a rock, paper, scissor game? I say, absolutely. I say, dude, you're Mr. Beast.
Man,
come on, dude. I know, but look, I was just like, hey, if this is my moment to speak with him,
I'll give it to him. Let's go. Yeah, yeah.
So we did rock, paper, scissor, and I won. I beat him. And then I said, double, right? He said, nah.
This dude is a gambler. You would like this.
I like it right here. That's kind of nuts.
So, you know, I just did that with him just for fun. You know, I got a picture with him, got a selfie with him, all that good stuff. Got a personal interview with him and all that good stuff. So it was a fun experience.
He has not done this again, right?
No, he has not. So, you know, they do other videos and stuff like that, but not so far. He hasn't reached out to me or nothing like that.
It sounds like they're gonna run it back.
They may or may not.
They gotta bring the champ back.
I feel like they should as well. But I mean, that's just my
they did it in the movie. They bring the champ back in the movie.
If they do it again, it feels like they will. I mean, they follow the movie pretty closely, they will bring you back. Will you be available?
Oh, most definitely. No, if it's in the Lord's will. And so that's what I was gonna say. I want to end on this final thing. So, you know, one thing I do want to say about this whole entire experience. I cannot say this experience happened without God. And the reason why I say this is because I brought my Bible with me and I kept it with me the entire time. I didn't speak to nobody on that trip but my brother and my friend at the time. And she is like very religious. And I just spoke to those two and I was just like, hey, I'm really anxious about this. And you know, I was just like, what do I do? And a lot of people just tell me to pray.
Don't be anxious.
Don't be anxious. Yep. All that good stuff. So I brought my Bible, slept on it with me every day. Kept speaking to God about it each and every day. That's why I feel like I had that dream. Then keep this out, right? After I won and I came home, you know, I'm telling my family what happened. I'm telling my dad, you know, everyone's going crazy, happy. My stepmom then says, hey, I had a dream about you. She was like, you were the number 12 and I saw you in the sky. I said, no way.
It's a bridge.
I didn't have the number 12 on. That was in the sky. I was like, no freaking way. She was like, yeah, and I saw you won something. She was like, did that happen? I was like, yeah.
That freaking happened.
Out of the blue.
Exactly. Just randomly, she told me that. And I was like, there's no freaking way.
Yeah, that's divine. There's no question.
Yeah, so, you know, with all that happening, and then I also spoke to another guy there as well. And he was just like, hey, you know, your personality is great. You know, all this good stuff. And then we just start speaking about God in that moment. I was just like, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm going to give him my all here, regardless how it goes. And he was like, maybe it was my God-given right to tell you, you have the power to do this.
Wow.
You have the power to win. Go for it. You can do anything through Christ. Just go for it. And I was like, sure. And I don't know why, but in that moment, that sparked me to like have the mindset to win, to actually win. And I kid you not, I can't make this up. I've never told anyone this story. I cannot make this up. All of that has happened to lead me to the point to win. And then after I won, you know, coming back, speaking with my stepmom, I was just like, oh my gosh. It was meant to be, you know? And it's just like
understanding crazy. That and must and having that kind of connection to your faith and to God must have also helped keep you humble through this.
Most definitely.
In terms of having now the money and not letting it go to your grave.
Absolutely, for sure. And then after winning, one thing I can say, and this is just for any advice to anybody out there that's going to it, like future competition or something, I would rather you let God find you first than the world. And the reason why I say that is because if God finds you, he's going to lead you to the right people. He's going to let you know what to do, what to avoid, and, you know, how to stay humble. Versus if you go to that world and you let the world come to you, oh, dude, I don't know. There's no telling what will happen.
Lost
you
in
can,
it.
Exactly. Like you can blow the money like that. Exactly.
When the video dropped
mm-hmm.
and everybody started to see that you were the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
What did it get crazy for you socially?
Oh, for sure. Most definitely social media accounts went up. Bro, somebody stole my identity on social media. They stole my identity, used my face, and they just said, like, hey, I'm this guy. I'm buying a yacht. I'm buying a helicopter. Who wants to see me, like, post up with my money? And everyone just started going to that person. They was just like, wow, this guy's a jerk. Wow, this guy's really doing it. And I was just like, wow. That's not me. Like, that's crazy. So I had to go on my TikTok at the time just to clear it up. Like, look, that's not me. I promise you, I'm not even like that. And, you know, I had to let Mr. Beast know. It's like, hey, that's not me. Because he was like, yeah, we thought that was you. Like, what are you doing? I was like, no, that's
damn,
not
they
me.
They tried to get you caught up a couple times. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So if it's one thing I do know, when you're at your highest, God is with you at their highest. But also, the devil is going to be with you as well. So he will try every single way to take you down, man. So, you know, when that happened, I reached out to the guy. I was like, yo, I see what you're doing. I would like you to please stop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so he responded to me. He was like, oh, bro, it was just all for clout. I just wanted clout, da-da-da-da-da. You know, he thought stuff was sweet. Exactly. You know, in the moment, you know, I was just like, really, dude? You know, come on, bro, grow up. But, you know, I was just like, yeah, it is what it is. You know, I know that's not me at the end of the day. I'm not going to let it get under my skin. I know I didn't buy a yacht. I know I didn't buy like a 5-star mansion. I know I didn't buy no freaking helicopter.
Well, because you got to give half to the
United States.
Anyway.
What I'm saying. My point exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? So him saying like, oh yeah, who wants to see me in my yacht? I'm just like, yo, be for real. So, you know, after all that happened, you know, I was just like, you know, it is what it is. Went straight to church. Just thank
Good
God.
For you.
Exactly. Talk to my pastor about it. You know, and it's just like he led me in the right direction to like where I'm in today. Like without that experience, like
awesome.
I would not have matured or at least matured in a way like spiritually, financially, and just so much more without God being involved, without him being at the top.
Amen to that. I was hopeful you wouldn't lose any friends in terms of people that you thought were friends. Oh, did
most
you?
Definitely did.
Yeah, so, folks that maybe you thought.
So, you know, everyone out the woodworks comes to me, you know, high school people. People act like they're cool with me in high school. And it's just like, yo, can I borrow like $2,000, $10,000?
That's all I need.
Somebody asked you for $10,000?
Yeah, somebody, they'll use the craziest story. Somebody on social media, on my Instagram DM, I kid you not, they were like, yo, my grandma just died. Like, dead serious. We're trying to plan a funeral.
That's crazy.
And I get like, $10,000. That's it.
Great.
And I said,
"That's why you have to protect yourself because you've
no,
just,
no, those, no. Those kind seriously, of people,
unfortunately, the world
unfortunately,
is out there. And we'll
unfortunately, those are those people. You know,
right.
You have people that you haven't even spoke to in like 10 years that come after you. And it's just like I'm telling you, like with this social media increase, like people are just going to text you with the craziest stories. They just are.
Yep.
And I remember one of them was my former coworker. He was just like, "Yo, we used to work together. Out of this, out of that. You know, is it cool if I just borrow? Like, I'm not even asking for a lot. Just like $3,000, bro. And out of this, out of that. And I was just like." Really?
That would have me not even wanting to come out of the house anymore. That would have me definitely not wanting to do interviews about winning the thing.
And I'm not the person to have social anxiety, but that and then during that moment, I can't admit, I did experience a little bit of social anxiety. I was just like, wow, because people would do anything.
Yeah.
They just would. And it was just like, you know, at that moment, it's just like, hey, either you lean on to God or, you know, lean on to give in, you know?
Yep.
And I most definitely wasn't going to give in.
So was it a direct deposit or a check?
Dude, it was instant, just like that, bro. Just like that. So that's the best I can answer that.
That's, all right. So my balance before I got here was this. And as soon as I'm done, it's this.
A massive something he wrote out and was just like, here, bro, there you go. And I was just like, oh, wow. So, you know, it's very, very interesting experience.
For Well,
this is amazing, man. Again, one of the most interesting, probably compelling interviews we've ever had. We've never seen a situation like this, but I don't know. I got to say, just as a man of faith myself, I have to say you glorifying God through all this, and Amen. You took your Bible out there with Absolutely. You. It certainly didn't hurt you, and I would say it clearly helped order your steps.
Absolutely.
I think I saw you doing a cross during the marble game as well in a little cut during that video.
I was just like, God, if this is the end, you know, it's the end, but I was like, hey, please give me strength to finish it out.
You're just 23 years old. Your mom and dad must be so proud of the way you've handled yourself. And I know the winning's one thing, and there must be an excitement for your family, but the way you've handled this all.
Hey, if it's God is involved, you know, I guarantee you they are very, very proud, for sure. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Man, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, man.
One thing they've always told me, keep God first.
So, yeah. You know. Well, that's a message right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Congrats on the success, man.
My pleasure.
We look forward to getting you back out there for the second go-around.
No, seriously.
Bro, there's no way. They better.
Invitation?
I think I literally think I saw some news, like, about him trying to do this again.
I think he was, but, you know, I didn't look that too deep into it.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he's trying to. Because, you know, Netflix got a season two and a season three out.
So, exactly. Hey, I assume he's going to do it again at some point. Because the first one went so well.
Yeah, absolutely. It went, like, it's still his number one video. Almost a billion.
It's his number one.
Up to, like, almost a billion
Almost
views.
A billion. I think it's, like, 880.
Now, it cost him a billion. But
I think it did. But hey, I think he generated so much revenue from that video. Himself, I feel like he's.
Does he do all of those videos just in that like Greenville area now, at that place, that facility you talked about?
I don't know personally because that was just the
because you said it was a massive. Set.
It was just
it
a,
had
massive,
to be a massive.
It was.
Location.
It was a massive location. I kid you not. It was just like a random area where you wouldn't think anything would be there, and then he just kind of just had stuff there, and was just like, whoa. So me personally, I don't know, but I do know, like, you know, he is from Greenville,
right?
So it wouldn't shock me if, you know, he does this multiple videos out there, you know. So
bro, God bless you and congratulations.
I appreciate that.
God awesome, man. Too, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me for sure.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.